Blackstone Audio presents The Bookworm, a novel by Mitch Silver. This book is read by Kate Redding. To Claiborne, for believing in me. All that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. Edmund Burke. Prologue. Villers de Ventorval, occupied Belgium, August 1940. The monk walked out of the cool woods from the French side of the road. On the tall man's back, weighing him down, was the sort of rucksack the Dominicans use, fraying almost to the point of tearing where the canvas straps crossed his shoulders. He walked with a slight limp, and carried a poplar walking stick that had seen years of hard use. The grizzled man of the cloth looked back once, and then set foot on the gravel road pilgrims had trod for centuries. The large wooden door of the abbey at Orval loomed ahead in the torpid summer twilight, and he made for it. 150 years ago this was the cloister's side entrance, but that was before the French revolutionaries burned down most of the original abbey in 1793. The traveller withdrew his letter of introduction from the Monseigneur of Liège, and using the head of his walking stick, banged on the heavy oak door. An onlooker standing back in the forest with binoculars would have observed a member of the friary come to the door, and having been given the letter, usher the visitor within.